This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 130th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DT News, PMO and Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day today. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. The 16th National Voters Day will be celebrated across the country today. The theme this year is My India, My Vote, highlighting the central role of citizens in India's democracy. Akashvani's News Services Division will receive a media award in the category of Electronic Radio for Best Campaign on Voters' Education Awareness for the year 2025. The award will be conferred by President Draupadi Murmu today on the occasion of National Voters Day celebrations in New Delhi. The award recognizes Akashvani's contribution in promoting electoral participation and awareness about accessible elections. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy. With this objective, the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls was initiated to ensure that every eligible elector's name is included in the electoral roll and every ineligible name is removed. He made these remarks in his message on the occasion of National Voters Day. The CC noted that there was not a single appeal filed against the final electoral roll in Bihar, establishing its sanctity and credibility.
The most compelling testament to the success of the SIR in Bihar was that not a single appeal was filed against the final electoral roll, establishing its sanctity and credibility. Elections conducted on this strong foundation proved historic, recording the highest voter turnout since 1951 at 67.13%, with the women electors registering an unprecedented participation rate of 71.78%.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas, have arrived in New Delhi on their official visit. The External Affairs Ministry has said that the visit will explore the next phase of the India-EU strategic partnership. In US, immigration agents shot and killed a US citizen, Alex Jeffrey Prete, in Minneapolis yesterday, sparking protests and condemnation from local leaders in the second such incident this month. Alex, 37, was an intensive care nurse at the Veterans Administration and was upset by President Trump's immigration crackdown in his city. He had participated in protests following the killing of Rene Good by a US Immigration and Customs Law Enforcement officer earlier this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has launched the One District, One Cuisine or ODOC initiative in Uttar Pradesh, aimed at giving a distinct identity to the traditional food and beverage specialities of each district. It is in line with the state's flagship One District, One Product or ODOP program. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Chasing a target of 110 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Delhi Capitals made 111 for 3 in 15.4 overs. Laura Wolfart was the top scorer for Delhi Capitals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.